we are doing the official launch of the Special Protection Unit. UNHCR, this is a project that is very close for us because we are the protection lead agency, protection cluster lead since 2010 in the whole of South Sudan. And it's very important for us, especially in terms of sexual and gender-based violence, to support as women and children to be able to adjudicate their cases. So what we did here is to renovate the building that already existed and also to build another building with two rooms where women and children who are facing sexual and gender-based violence can come and can have a safe place to stay while their cases are being investigated. And it's a very important thing because, as you know, sexual and gender-based violence, it's always a very sensitive issue, sensitive also within the community. So for us, it's important that we have these structures in place to help the people of South Sudan and especially the Boer community who have these kind of issues and are facing sexual and gender-based violence. It's also to mark the 16 days of activism, which is starting on the 25th of November. So this is also one way of us launching it at the correct time, because today we are the 21st of November, so it's a good occasion for us to do this.
Why do you think this is very important for the people of South Sudan and for the South Sudan Police Service in Jonglei State?
I think it's very, very important and very crucial, because one thing we notice is sometimes there's a lack of focus on women and children issues because also cultural practices come into play. So it's very important for us to do these trainings on the rule of law, to adhere to the rule of law. We have had several trainings, and today we gave the certificates to 27 participants, police participants, who participated in a training on how to deal with sexual and gender-based violent cases, how to do investigations. We also launched standard operating procedures, so they have a step-by-step guidelines on how to deal with these sort of cases. So to us, that is very important, that and UN agencies work together with the police and also together with RRC, the Ministry of Gender and Social Welfare, together to come up. So all of us have agreed with this procedure, so everybody's on the same page. We know how to deal with these cases, and that way there will be no confusion as well. And the police are trained. They know how to record the cases. We also provided chairs and tables and stationery and files, because this is also very important, because there's lack of resources. And with these resources, they can help them to now record the cases, to file the cases, and then to follow up with the cases, which will eventually go to the court proceedings and face the normal procedures that are in place. Yeah.
So how much did it cost you to train the police officers, to buy the furnitures that we're seeing here, and to also renovate the two buildings, including the watchroom?
I don't have the exact figures, but I think it came into the tens of thousands of dollars, you know, because especially constructing a new building.
Do you have like a key message to the people of Jonglei State regarding the 16 days of activism that are about to start and how they should deal with the issues of sexual gender-based violence in Jonglei?
Yeah, I think the most important thing with the 16 days of activism is about raising awareness. You know, that people know that, especially in terms for women, that women know that they have rights. But it's one thing to train women to know that they have rights, but it's also very important that men also realize that women have rights, because under the cultural practices, sometimes women are treated as property. So it's important for them to also realize that, yes, my wife is a human being, she has rights, and children have rights. They have right to be treated in a certain way, and if you abuse them, then you are subject to the laws of the national laws of South Sudan as well, you know, which incorporates the international framework as well. So rule of law is very important. If your wife does something wrong, it's not right to beat her.